With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. The U.S. Senate on Tuesday passed the $738 billion National Defense Spending Bill, and with it, federal recognition for the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians. This time last year, 99 senators voted to fast-track a bill recognizing the Little Shell as a sovereign nation. A single nay vote tanked the effort.
And it was really painful to watch. You know, for example, last year, the Virginia tribes got recognized and we didn't, and we were in the same fight with them, if not longer.
Gerald Gray is the Little Shell's tribal chairman. The tribe has petitioned the government for more than a century.
I was going to be the squeaky wheel that got the grease until this is done and over the finish line. And it's finally happened.
On Tuesday, by a vote of 86-8, the Senate passed the Little Shell's recognition as part of the National Defense Authorization Act. With recognition comes federal funding for healthcare, education, and economic development, a 200-acre land base, and the ability for the Little Shell to self-govern on their lands. Gray calls the passage one of the most historic days for his tribe.
I'm almost speechless that this has finally come to fruition for us.
On a press call with reporters Tuesday, Senator Steve Daines said the tribe will soon be able to work with federal agencies to designate a land base and access other resources earmarked for sovereign tribes.
Once the ink is on the bill here with President Trump, we look forward to working with Chairman Gray and the tribe here of taking the next step on the land.
Senator John Tester noted his first act as a senator in 2007 was to introduce a bill to recognize the Little Shell.
It might not seem like a big deal to the folks who aren't impacted, but the truth is that this was going to allow the Little Shell to really move forward in a way that they've been trying to do for 150 years.
Congressman Greg Gianforte and Governor Steve Bullock also applauded Tuesday's vote. The state legislature voted to recognize the tribe in 2000. The Little Shell count about 5,400 members and are headquartered in Great Falls. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill before government funding expires this Friday. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.